Hello and welcome to episode number 142 of AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast, coming to you from La Follette, Tennessee. I'm your host, Aaron Vaughn. This is a show where we rip open a wax pack every week and discuss that year and brand of card along with the players that in the pack that we open. Along the way, we'll shout out some of your comments as listeners, discuss nostalgic stories about cards or players that come to mind, and spread the pure joy that comes with ripping open wax packs. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and most podcast platforms. New episodes drop every Thursday. Our email is rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. And on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs, and you'll see the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. If you want to see a certain episode, you just put in the number of the episode, and you'll see that specific rip. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so please contact us through one of the outlets I just mentioned. We'd be happy to discuss a partnership to help veterans and their families in any way that we can. Also, please give a listen to our sister podcast, CB's Tend to Check Out, a music podcast produced by my brother Curtis and me. That one comes out once a month, sharing the joy of music and hoping to help listeners discover unfamiliar bands or songs they might want to look further into. Check it out right after you listen to this podcast. And please like, review, and subscribe. Just a little, maybe some help for our podcast. We also, in our show notes, we do have a place that you can subscribe and donate to the show. Feel free to do that if you want. You could always send packs as well to 442 Norris Crest Drive in La Follette, Tennessee, 37766. Running low on packs, still working on getting some more, but you know, we, my brother Curtis and I, we're the ones that fund this. So, if anybody wants to subscribe, that'd be great. If you just go to, it says AV's Ripping Wax Packs, and it's on in the show notes, and you just click that to the bottom of it. And you can subscribe. You can start at $3 a month if you want, or you can just give as your heart desires. But, you know, we're not telling you anybody that they have to do that, but it just would be nice to get some help for funding our podcast and to get us better packs. We could get better interviews. Sometimes those cost money. We've been looking into that. We actually had some emails asking if we could interview, but it costed money. It costs money to interview celebrities, I guess you'd say, when it comes to sports. I'm sure we can find some. We keep searching that don't cost, but anything you could give would be great. So I'm not good at asking for money, but if you want to subscribe, that would be awesome. And we can also go back. You notice we haven't been given prizes lately. It just gets really expensive. I do have a bunch of cards and I have packs, but it's tough to just keep on shipping those all the time. So it'll just make your listening pleasure even better with the if you give and subscribe, and it would help out the podcast in so many different ways. We appreciate it if you did that, but we'll keep doing it whether we get subscriptions or not. We could do a lot more with the podcast if we get people to subscribe. So think about doing that. Like I said, we're always looking for veterans charities. That's way more important than giving to the podcast. But if you can find it anywhere in the from the bottom of your heart to help out, that'd be great. Also have some comments from Bill, our buddy Bill Harrington. Actually, he says an advantage of being a grizzled vet, because he said, I'm not going to give his age, but he's a little older than me. He says, I remember watching live almost all players reaching back to 1960. I've got a card of J.R. Richard from the mid-70s. He pitched for the Astros. Columbus, Georgia had one of their farm teams in the 70s. In the 70s, they sent Richard to Columbus for a rehab start. The bullpen at Golden Park had a funny configuration. I could stand directly behind the catcher. There was, of course, a screen, but I was essentially where the umpire would stand. I watched J.R. warm up that night. The ball was a blur, then the loud pop in the mitt. I had always envisioned batting against a pitcher of that caliber. After that night, never again. I love Bill's insight. So we appreciate that, Bill. He also has something. You know, since Curtis hasn't been here, we haven't had Kurt facts, so he sent a message saying, Bill facts, LOL. You learn so much, and this is so true, looking at the back of a card. In the stats there, he said, Wade Boggs is a fascinating case in point. He had 3,010 career hits. I think he was 41st on the all-time list. The interesting part is realizing he spent 5.5 seasons in the minors. Using any realistic means to extrapolate minor league stats to majors he would have easily collected another 1,000 hits over 5 seasons. That would put him third all time. It's not unrealistic to think that he would have tested Rose, that's Pete Rose, his all-time record. Those years in minors would be peak years for him. His numbers got better once he came to the majors. So I told him thanks and asked him if he, like, I could use these, and he said anything that I send in a message you could use, so we have his permission. I told him in college I could always hit the 95 mile hour fastball. I just struggle with the changeup. It just looked just like it, and then it hit the outside corner. I'd be way out in front of it. That was just kind of my comment back to him. So we appreciate that, Bill. Keep sending those. Anybody else that sends stuff in, here and there we get comments. They've kind of been on the decline. Don't know the reason for that. Maybe it's because Kurt's not here, but maybe we'll start using some Bill facts and that'll get people more involved. We appreciate his comments. And today we're going to do something not different, but we opened a few packs of repacked wax cards. Being that I'm from around the Akron, Ohio area, repackedwax.com, if you go to that, it's a little outfit out of Akron, Ohio, that little area there. And I called one day because I ordered some repacked wax, and they're just vintage trading cards and wax wrappers. Really cool. You can get baseball, basketball, football. They make their own wrapper, and they put cards from the 50s up until, I guess up until today. Yeah, 50s to today. That's what it says in the box here. I'll show you the box when we do the YouTube part. But I ended up calling, and I got the guy that owns the repacked wax, and I didn't ask him if, I don't think I asked him if I could put his name on here, so maybe next time I will. But he went to my high school, and he said he thinks he was in one of my math classes, and I think he was younger than me. That would make sense because I'm not good at math, so I probably had to, he was probably, you know, a couple years younger than me, and I had to take a math class, and I had to get it done, but I was older than him, and he was smart. It was really cool that we got talking a little bit, but, check out Repacked Wax. I'm pretty sure I told him I'd give him a shout out, and he said that was okay. But if I get a message from him or I call him and I let him know that I'm going to use his name, he probably doesn't care, but I just don't want to use it until I get permission for sure. But go to repackedwax.com. It's just such a cool thing. You can get some really cool hits. Nothing is promised in there, but they do take sets from all those years, and they just randomly put them in there, and he tries to get packs that would have some stars and Hall of Famers in there, and rookie cards and things like that. So it's really cool. We're going to open a few more this day. We've done this in the past, but since I have a whole box of these and I'm running low on new packs, I'm going to do this again. And I just love seeing the old 50s to today. I mean, like the 50s, 60s, 70s cards are so cool to open those and to see the different years and the way cards have progressed from then to today. So we're going to do that. And just a little bit from the Repacked Wax website, if you go to that, it says vintage trading cards and wax wrappers. Re-experience the thrill of opening a fresh wax pack of sports cards with Repacked Wax. Vintage cards from the 50s to today in wax wrappers. The feel and sound of a waxed paper wrapper, the smell of cardboard, and the excitement of tracking down your favorite player's cards. Repacked Wax, vintage cards, wax wrappers, timeless fun. And they have different products on there, so check that out. It's really cool. I've never been dissatisfied with anything I bought from there. It's just cool to open those up. And they actually online, I'm not sure if it's probably on there somewhere on that website, but I know if you go to YouTube, I think you can find, if you put Repacked Wax and maybe put the, you know, type in something like just on Google, the making of the Repacked Wax wrappers and how he does it. He does those all himself, and it's just so cool. It's like an actual wax pack from back in the day with their own printing on the front and stuff. We'll show it to you in the YouTube side, but gonna have some fun opening a few of those. Probably open a few more than two or three today, so this might be a little longer, but we're gonna see all these different years of cards. So we'll do that here in a minute. So go over to the YouTube side, get you a cup of coffee if it's the morning like me. I'm up in the morning here doing this. And I wanted to say, this is coming out around the Veterans Day time. It might be a little after that, but I wanted to say happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all the veterans, a lot of them that have gave the ultimate sacrifice. And you know that we, near and dear to our heart, we have veterans here because my father, Jim Vaughn, was a veteran. and is a veteran. And we appreciate all that he's done for our country and all those men and women that have served and are serving. We appreciate it. And we love y'all. And we're praying for everyone that's doing that now, and any families that have went through loss. And I know that's tough. We love you, and we thank you for the service that you or somebody in your family gave to our country. So we appreciate it. And go over to the YouTube side and watch us open a couple of these packs. And if anybody has any stories, go ahead and email those to us. If you have anything about veterans you want to tell us, hopefully you get some emails and we can read those online. Make sure you give us permission to say your name if you want your name said online. All right, let's go open some packs. If you're on the YouTube side, now we have our repacked wax vintage baseball card box. So you can see it says 36 packs. And this is the first edition. Online, if you see, they do have like a 70s version of these, and you can just get all 70s cards. I think there might be sold out now. They do those every so often. Pretty cool though. So here's what you get. It's what they look like. The whole box is green with a baseball player on the front of it. Repacks wax, and then the easy for me to say, get it out there, Aaron. The pack looks the same as the front of the box. It's green with repacked wax and red. 15 vintage cards, various years from the 50s to the 2000s. So I'm excited here. Let's do a few of these. We've got 15 cards. We'll do about four of these, get through these. I may know most of the years, but I'm not going to know some of them. I'll look at them. I don't have my glasses. I might see them. If they're too tiny, I might not be able to see the back. So it's going to be 50s to today's cards. Well, I think I got this. I probably got this a couple years ago, so they probably go up to like last year. So they all start with, so you can't see. It's pretty cool. They have, so you can't see both sides, the front and the back. They have their little repacked wax little emblem card there on the front and the back part, so you can't see what you're getting. So it's pretty cool. He does these all himself, at least from what I gather from the YouTube video I saw. Okay, we've got some 87 Fleer here, Alejandro Pena. So you have to actually go to the YouTube side if you want to see these. I'm not going to explain what every single card's border and stuff looks like because there's so many different ones. This is 83 Fleer, John Montefusco. Got Didi Gregorius. This is looks like a 2022 Topps. And they're all different. They're not just Topps. They're all different brands. William Brennan, rookie. Looks like an 89 Upper Deck. Dave Goltz, 82 Donruss. Charlie Lee, 84 Topps. Love that 84 Topps set. Tom Foley, 88 Donruss. One of the most overproduced sets ever. Bill Sampin, looks like that's a 1990 Fleer. Scott Rowland, rookie cup card. It's a 1998, it looks like. Pretty cool looking card. Some of these, sometimes I haven't seen. Carl Rhodes, looks like a 1994 score, I believe. Oh, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is a 1961 Ray Moore. So, you know, even if you're not getting a superstar, it's really cool. You get a 1961 Topps card in there. It's really cool. That, so they open up sets and they break them and put them in the packs. 61 Topps, Ray Moore. 79 Topps, Glenn Abbott. Love that set. That's right in my brother's wheelhouse, Curtis. Looks like a 19. This is Community Heroes. 1990. Can't see it. It's so small. Might be 1993 Upper Deck. Nolan Ryan. Looks like kind of like an insert card. Ooh, a Mike Schmidt. 86 Donruss. One of my favorite sets from the 80s. And Chipper Jones. Poised. Emotion. Poised. 1994 maybe. Looks like that's a 1994. Shoot, I don't even know what that is. Not sure if anybody knows what that, what type of card that is. I just can't read it in my glasses. I need my glasses. I don't have them with me here. But pretty cool looking card. Chipper Jones, Emotion. What a great player. Great switch hitting third baseman. All right, we got our next pack here. Again, they're the same every time like that. They have the front and the back, so you can't see. Pretty cool. All right, we got, looks like 88 Fleer. I believe this is 88 Fleer. It's a Pitching Magic, Mike Scott and Oral Hershiser. Cool card. Barbaro Garbay. Man, I remember getting that card a bunch. 86 Donruss. 87, Fleer, Harold Baines. That's a great hitter. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Davey Lopes, 82, Donruss. Francisco Cabrera, 1993. What is that? 1993, Donruss. That's a Donruss card. Robin Ventura, that's a top stadium club. Maybe 1991, top stadium club. Ventura, he could hit. 1984, Topps Rick Lysander. We got a Scott Bradley. That's a 1992 Topps Scott Bradley. Yvonne Rodriguez, Studio, Leaf Studio, 1992. taking those pictures in the studio, trying to look all dapper. Tony Womack, Topps 2001. Larry Gura, 1985 Fleer. I think I have a box of 1980 Fleer up there that I need to sell. 1989 Upper Deck, Dick Schofield. I love that 89 Upper Deck, that first year. All right, I love these older 70s cards here. 77 Topps, Gary Lavelle. Look at them glasses, them shades, brother. Jose Leind, 1993 Fleer. It's just some cool looking cards, man. Wally Joyner, that dude could hit. He had some good years. 1997, Wally Joyner, Topps. All right, let's do two more packs. That'd give us 60 cards to look at. All right, next we got, let's see here, we have, oh, I love the 83 Topps cards. Ed Glenn. I don't know if I like getting that card. No, that's fine. But 83 Topps, that has that Boggs rookie, Gwynn rookie, Sandberg rookie, some good cards in there. Bob Patterson, Upper Deck. That one is 1993. Again, if anybody has any stories about any of these years of cards or their favorite set or type of card or year or whatever, let us know. Dale Murphy, 86 Donruss. Man, I love that set. The 86 Donruss, so cool. Bob Watson, 82 Donruss. We do a good job of getting all these different, it's just so random, these different types and years. 1996, Phil Nevin, Topps. I'm trying to see all these. Ooh, a miscut Lenny Randle, 81 Fleer, was known for that being... It was the first year of Fleer, and they were known for that. Like, look at that cut. It's terrible. It's like they were trying to get him out so fast. 1990, Dave LaPointe. 1989, Upper Deck, Tim Belcher. Jed Lowry. This is Topps. 2022, Topps, Jed Lowry. 87, Fleer, Chris Brown. Oh, man, one of my favorite sets. 1972, in a row, I have two of my favorite sets. 1972 Topps, Chris Short. Look at that card. It's so cool. It's in really good shape. It's miscut, but, man, the corners look good. It's crazy from that long ago. That 50, or that 61 was pretty good, too. All right, this is another one of my 80s favorite top sets. 84 Donruss, Pascual Perez. I remember watching him play. Love that 84 Donruss. All right, here's a 76. Topps. Mario Guerrero. Like that 76 Topps set. So cool. All right. Cecil Espy, 89 Fleer. And 89 Topps, Dave Henderson. Big Dave. All right. Let's do one more pack. Get us a even 60 cards here. 15 each pack. Take those two top cards off, or ones that you can't see. All right, that's a little, looks like a, man, I don't know what that is. Ben Grieve, 1993. Looks like a special victory. I don't know what that means, but it's like made like a, it's like a playing card. Huh. See, this is really cool. I learned new stuff when these repacked wax. There's things in there I've never seen. Pretty cool. Got Gino Petralli. Oh my goodness, you're not going to believe what my next card is. This one was an 89 Gino Petralli. Next card. No kidding. Ryan Sandberg. That's one of my best pulls. I love this card. Ryan Sandberg, rookie. So, thank you, Repacked Wax. 89 Fleer. I know it's not worth a ton of money, but man, it's really cool. Love that set. 1983 Fleer. Ryan Sandberg, rookie. Awesome. That's so cool. The corners are immaculate on it. It just has a miscut there, so it's not like it's worth sending in because it's miscut, but man, to get graded. But man, the corners are great. Ryan Sandberg, rookie. Woo! Awesome. That's really cool. Put that one in a little cover there, sleeve, and a case there. John Curtis, 1976 Tops. Man, I'm pumped about the Sandberg. That's awesome. Neil Heaton, 1987 Fleer. 1981 Tom Hume. Miscut again. Nice job, 1981 Fleer. So many errors in that set, too. 86 Donruss, Jeff Calhoun. No, this is Tops. Let me see what year. 1996 Tops, I believe. If I'm wrong on any of these, y'all can point it out. Point me in the right direction. 1992 Upper Deck, John Cerruti. I remember watching him throw. Lenny Dykstra. Man, that dude could play. Made some dumb decisions in his life, but like, I mean, haven't we all? But 1987 Tops, Lenny Dykstra. Nails, he played hard, man. 84 Donruss, love it. Darnell Coles. 83 Tops, Bill Lasky. 89 Upper Deck, Dennis Lamp. 85 Donruss, love this set too. Man, it's in really good shape for the black sides of it there. The borders makes it tough to get really good shape. I guess there are some little white pieces on the side there. Frank Viola, really good pitcher. 85 Donruss, love that set too. I think it's because I grew up with those. 2022 Boston Red Sox, looks like a team card. That's all of them. Wow, I'm just going to look at that Sandberg one more time. So we did pull this at the first four packs. We got a Sandberg, so we got a bunch of packs left in that repacked wax. We got 36. We got 32 packs left. We'll get something else good in there. But, man, check them out. Repacked wax is really cool. There's that Sandberg rookie. Very cool-looking card. Love the 83 Fleer. Check them out. Stay tuned for weeks ahead. Hopefully we can keep doing this for a long time. Appreciate you tuning in on the YouTube side. Let's go finish up the podcast. And go Buckeyes. All right. Remember, you can contact us in the following ways. Our email is rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. And on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. Remember to check out our other podcast, CVs Tend to Check Out, a music podcast that comes out once a month. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so contact us to learn more about donating to veterans and their families. And we are so appreciative of all our veterans at this Veterans Day time of the year. We love y'all. We're praying for y'all. Thank you again. Thanks to everyone for their support. This has been AV's Ripping Wax Packs Podcast. This is Aaron Vaughn. Thanking you for tuning in. Have fun, be safe, love one another, and keep God first in your life. Have a good one.